Flanders Job Fair, July 11th.
Good to meet you.
So, this is Kirk Dominic from Flanders. And so this is the job fair.
Good turnout.
Yeah.
Good luck here, bud.
All right, thank you.
Good to see you.
Now, are there very many people, do you know, who are from the layoffs from the CAS?
I don't have any way of knowing that yet. I could tell you in the small number of resumes and applicants that we've seen online to date, there have been a large number of former CAS employees. And we certainly would suspect that to be the case.
How many people does the company plan on hiring?
We'll employ, in the beginning, between 150, 175 positions. And probably 70% of those will be manufacturing jobs, and 25-30% will be management positions.
Okay, and then the manufacturing jobs, I assume the people from CAS who have the experience probably have an advantage.
Well, anybody with manufacturing experience will certainly have an advantage, and we've heard good things about the CAS workforce, and so obviously we're keeping our eyes out for people who have that recent experience.
When do you plan on opening up your facility?
Our goal is to have it up and operating October 1st. So we're working now to refurbish the building a little bit. We're working on getting our equipment in place, and then we'll start the hiring and the training.
Are you actually going to be moving into the old CAS building?
We have. We have purchased the old CAS facility, and so we will be moving into that facility.
Okay. I'll say, this is a former CAS employee. What is your name, sir?
My name is Terry Proper.
Terry? And so, Terry, you worked for CAS.
That's right. 24 years, 8 months.
24 years and 8 months.
Right.
And when did CAS close down?
Oh, way back in, was it 2009? Something like that.
In 2009.
Yeah.
And so you already have experience in the type of work that they do here with this company.
That's right. Anything from molding, maintenance, I can do it. You know.
And so you're hoping that this is going to equal a job.
I hope so. I very do hope so.
Have you been out of work all this time?
Quite a few long time.
Okay. All right. How many people from CAS are here today, do you estimate?
Oh, I think it's close to about almost 200 of them.
Oh, really? Of the people that are here?
Yeah, a lot of them I know already. You know, I've seen they're all ex-CAS employees.
Okay, there's a lot of CAS employees here today, and mostly from the floor, from the work floor?
That's right.
Okay. Not very many administrative people got lately?
There's a few here.
Yeah, a few administrative people here?
Right, they're out here. There's one standing up on the balcony, back up here on the railing.
And then, of course, they got late.
He was head of facilities. He did, you know, overseeing the cleaning, mm-hmm. maintenance, and everything. That's what he did.
So they gave a promise. I was just speaking to the gentleman. He was talking about opening on October the 1st.
Right.
So I guess you guys are looking forward to getting back to work.
I can't wait to get back to work.
Well, I would think that the people who already have experience in this kind of thing, you might have a leg up.
I hope so. That's what she just told me out there. She said she had a couple openings in facilities and maintenance and housekeeping and stuff like that. So she says it looks good, maybe possibly for me. So keep my fingers crossed. That's all.
Well, good luck, Terry.
You too, sir.
All of you people worked at CAS for a very long time. You worked in... Terry worked in CAS for...
24 years.
24 years. And Mark, you worked in CAS?
Oh, 16.
16 years. And Wanda?
18.
18 years. And what did you do with CAS, Wanda?
Molding.
Molding? And you were the supervisor of molding?
No, big word. I was, you know, acting as a supervisor.
They don't officially count that.
He's bashful. So all of you have experienced the kind of experience that Flanders needs then, don't you?
Hope so.
All right. So so we have three people here from the old CAS place who have the experience, and they've been out of work for a while.
And, no, I can't. No? I have a job.
Oh, he has a job.
I have a job.
And have you been out of work since CAS closed?
Yeah, I'm working now.
Okay. She's working too.
So they're here hoping that they will be able to get a job at Flanders.
It's too far away.
No, it's too far away. So now you'll be right here.
She want to get closer.
Closer and more money.